offered ourselves to him for his own work. Are we willing to let the cross work in our lives? Take away all self-ambition. That we may be ambitious for the Lord only. Are we willing to drink the cup? We really seek the will of God and not our will. Are we willing to go into death that we may know the power of resurrection life? Are we willing to be the servant of all? Are we willing to be slaves to our brothers and sisters? Give our lives for the Lord and for our brothers and sisters. If we have such a heart before God, then, dear brothers and sisters, from the lesson in history, we know that even though we may have many weaknesses, and yet God is still able to use us. You know, we are not perfect. You cannot find a perfect man. There is only one perfect man, our Lord Jesus. And yet you find in the Bible, you find in church history, God used many leaders to lead his people, to build his kingdom. And these leaders are not perfect men. They all have their faults. They all have their weaknesses. But in spite of their faults and weaknesses, they have a heart for God. They are willing to give themselves to God. They are willing to let the cross work in their lives. Dear brothers and sisters, if God should find such among us, remember, God is not seeking you as a perfect man. Or if he has to wait until you are perfect before he can use you, and then he will have none. Thank God, in spite of all our weaknesses, he is still able to use us. But there are certain conditions we have to fulfill. We have to give ourselves to him. Put ourselves in his hands. And let him mold and fashion us according to his will. It may not be easy. We may have to suffer. But if we are willing, then you find that he is waiting. And he is really looking for such. For the sake of his work. For the sake that Christ may have the first place in all things. You know, God wants to sum up all things in Christ. He needs people who will work together with him. He needs leaders who are willing to give themselves, not only to serve,
不但是服事,
but to lead others to serve. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if we have such leaders,
如果我们有这样的首领,
then it is time to praise the Lord. So as an introduction, we just put this matter before you. And hope, dear brothers and sisters, that you will really be before the Lord. Ask the Lord to search your heart, to see if there is any evil in us, that we have a pure heart for God, that we may humble ourselves before him. Probably there is much that we need to repent of.
可能很多事没有悔改。
But thank God, the blood of Lord Jesus is able to wash us from all our sins.
还是感谢主。主耶稣宝血能够洗净我们一切的罪。
Under the blood, we can forget the past.
我们在宝血之下能够忘记背后。
And we can press on towards the goal.
能够努力向前，向着目标直跑。
So may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Now we will have 5 more minutes.
我们现在还有5分钟。
We hope that brothers and sisters will pray.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹能够祷告。
As the Lord leads.
当神在领导的时候
Let us pray for 5 minutes.
让我们用五分钟的时间来祷告。
为着公平的缘故，我要用国语讲。
In order to be fair, I'm going to speak in Chinese.
在晚上，我们的弟兄用英文讲，翻译中文。
In the evening, our brother will speak in English.And it'll be translated into Chinese.
那么早晨我就用中文讲，翻成英文。
In the morning session, I'll be speaking in Chinese.
这样大家就心平气和了。
And in that way, you'll feel that you're being treated fairly.
请我们看约翰福音第十五章。
Listen to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
John, chapter 15.
第十六节
，verse 16，
十五章十六节
，chapter 15, verse 16。
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。是你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, they may give to you. He may give to you.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
第一章
Chapter 1
从二十六节念起
We'll begin reading from verse 26
二十六节到二十九节
26-29
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
第一章
Chapter 1
第二十六节
Verse 26
弟兄们啊可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多有能力的不多有尊贵的也不多神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧又拣选了世上软弱的叫那刚强的羞愧神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的以及那无有的为要废掉那有的使一切这有失气的在神面前一个也不能自夸
For consider your calling brethren that there were not many wise according to the fleshNot many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God.
加拉太书第一章第一节
Galatians chapter 1, verse 1.
加拉太一章一节
Galatians 1, verse 1.
做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督，欲叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul, an apostle, not sent from man, nor through the agency of man,But through Jesus Christ, the God of God the Father who raised him from the dead.
最后我们看《使徒行传》第二十章第二十八节。
And finally, we'll look at Acts 20.
二十章二十八节。
Chapter 20, Book of Acts, and verse
二十八节
28.
圣灵立你们做全情的建筑你们就当为自己谨慎 也为全权全谨慎牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Be on guard for yourself and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. He shepherded the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
我们昨天早晨在这里说到一件事。
Yesterday morning we mentioned one thing.
就是神对于属灵领袖的看法。
The way that God looks at spiritual leadership.
我们知道在神的工作的上面。
We realize in God's work.
神认为领袖是非常的重要的。
God considers spiritual leadership very vital.
虽然神的目的是要他所有的儿女都一同来侍奉他，
Even though God's intention is for all his children to serve him，
但是神却兴起领袖来带领众弟兄姊妹的侍奉。
But God does raise leaderships to lead his people in this service。
这些领袖并不是代替不幸的侍奉。
And these leaders are not there to take the place of the ministry of the people.
他们并不包办一切属灵的事。
They are not there to monopolize the service.
他们不过被神兴起来做领导的工作。
They are raised by God to do the to lead the people.
来激发来帮助弟兄姊妹的侍奉。
That stimulate and encourage God's people.
只等到所有神的儿女都能尽他们祭司的职分。
Until each one can fulfill their calling as a priest.
我们也看见说，这一个属灵的领袖的观念与世界上领袖的观念是何等的不同。
And we also see the conception of a worldly leadership and spiritual leadership are quite contrary to one another.
在世界的上面。做领袖乃是高高在上，发号施令。
In the system of this world, you are in place in a very, very high position.
在世界的上面，领袖是一个地位的问题。
In the world system, leadership is a matter of position.
你如果有那个地位，你就有这个领导的一个工作。
If you're placed in that position, then you are there to lead.
但是属灵的领袖却不是这样。
But spiritual leadership is quite different.
因为主耶稣很清楚地告诉他的门徒。
Because the Lord clearly told the disciples.
在世上有君王在上治理他们。
Yes, in the world you have lord or rulers lord over you.
但是在你们中间却不是如此。
But among you it's not so.
你们中间为大的要做最小的。
And in your midst those who wish to be great must be small.
你们中间要领头的，你们要做众人的奴仆。
And if you want to be the leader, you must be a slave to all.
所以在神的观念里头，领袖并不是在乎管理一切。
And so in God's conception of leadership is not matter of ruling.
乃是要服侍众弟兄姊妹。
But it's a matter of serving all.
实在说来，神从古一直到今天，一直在那里寻找这种的人。
And in a way, God is seeking all the time for such kind of people.
如果神能找着他能合用的那个领袖
，If God can find those who He can use,
他就能在神的儿女的中间赐下。
And then he can bless his people.
那么今天早晨我们在这里愿意继续往前看。
This morning we are here to go further.
就是说属灵的领袖是怎样产生的。
Does this matter how are spiritual leadership made?
属灵的领袖的产生并不根据天然的才能。
Spiritual leadership, the making of spiritual leadership is different from that of the world.
我们知道在这个世界的上面。
We know in this world.
如果今天你有天然的才干。
If you have some natural gift.
或者你有什么那个经验。
Or you have some experiences.
And
then you will be qualified to be in a place of leadership.
And
even sometimes you don't have any gift at all.
如果你有一些的背景,
if you have some background,
你也可以占一个领袖的地位,
and you're still able to be placed in the place of leadership.
但是在属灵的领袖这件事情上,
but in a matter of spiritual leadership, is not like is that not that way.
因为属灵的领袖并不根据天然的原因,
because spiritual leadership is not that according to our to the natural.
它并不根据你天然的那个才能,
it is not according to your natural ability.
它也不根据你世界上的那个背景,
it is not according to your worldly background.
他也不根据你这个人是不是有一个吸引人的那个人格,
it's not a matter whether you have a charismatic personality.
他也不是根据你, 有什么过去的经验,
and it's not according to whether you have any past experiences.
这些东西在世界领袖的地位上都是有用的,
all these qualities as in this world, they are very useful.
但是在树林的事情上, 这些东西不是根据,
but in a matter of spiritual leadership, all these things are groundless.
有的时候你看见说, 我们在这个天然方面越丰富,
sometimes we sense that the more we possess gifts naturally,
反而我们在侍奉神的事情上就成了更大的障碍,
and oftentimes they become a hindrance in our service to the Lord.
这并不是说这些不能被神用,
it's not that all these qualities cannot be used by God.
一面说来神不能用一切出于天然的东西,
in one sense God cannot use anything that is from the natural.
但是另外一面说来神还是能用这些东西,
on the other hand God still can use all these things.
但是这些东西必须要经过死而复活,
but all these things will have to go through death and resurrection.
如果没有经过死而复活的话, 神不能用它,
if they do not go through death and resurrection, God cannot use them.
因为属灵的领袖,
because spiritual leadership needs to receive spiritual grace.
当我们谈到树林领袖产生的时候,
when we talk about the making of spiritual leadership,
我想我们需要看清楚一件事,
we need to see one thing.
就是说树林的领袖是神所拣选的,
we have to see that spiritual leadership is God's choosing.
那一个乃是神的主权,
that is God's sovereignty.
树林的领袖并不是人自己可以去得着的,
spiritual leadership is not man can obtain it.
保罗说他做使徒不是由于人,
Paul said he became apostle is not according to man,
也不是借着人,
it's not through a human agency.
换一句话说你不能自己在那里要去做树林的领袖,
in other words you cannot volunteer yourself to be a leader of God's people.
同时别人也不能立你做树林的领袖,
and also other people cannot push you into a place of leadership.
树林的领袖并不是因为你经过什么中的学校, 有一点学习你就可以做领袖了,
spiritual leadership is not because you have gone through some special schooling or education,
或者说因为你受到某种的训练所以你就自然做了树林的领袖了,
or you have received a particular training, therefore you are qualified to be a leader.
那就是说树林的领袖不是人自己可以拣选的,
so in other words spiritual leadership is not that you cannot choose for yourself,
也不是别人可以设立你的,
and it's not something that someone else can put you into that place, into that position.
凡是你自己可以去得着的,
if anything that you can do it yourself,
或者是别人可以设立你的,
or someone can put establish you,
这又不过是一种的地位,
that is it's only a mere position.
你就是有了这种的地位,
if you have such a position,
也不一定说你就能做一个树林的领袖,
it is not necessary you can be a spiritual leader.
因为树林的领袖需要有树林的权柄,
because spiritual leadership needs spiritual authority.
树林的权柄是根据树林的生命,
Spiritually, the spiritual authority depends on spiritual life.
所以如果你没有那个属灵的生命,
if you do not have that spiritual life,
你就没有那个属灵的权柄,
then you will not have that spiritual authority.
你就是占了一个高的地位,
if you are placed in a high position,
只不过在人面前有这个地位,
before man you have such a position,
在属灵的实际上, 你没有领导的那个能力,
but in spiritual reality, you do not have the power to lead.
所以主耶稣在约翰15章16节告诉我们说,
so John tells us in chapter 15, verse 16 of John,
他说, 不是你们拣选了我,
not that you have chosen me,
是我拣选了你们,
but I have chosen you,
并且分派你们去结果子,
and I send you to bear fruit,
叫我的父因此能得着荣耀,
that my Father may be glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹, 属灵领袖的产生,
brothers and sisters, the making of spiritual leadership,
乃是由于神的拣选,
it is from God's choosing.
神要拣选谁, 他就拣选谁,
if he will choose certain person, then he will choose that person.
人在这件事情上没有话可以说,
man is absolutely helpless in this matter.
许多的时候神拣选了某某人,
sometimes God chose a certain person,
也许我们不同意,
sometimes we disagree.
也许我们在哪里说为什么神拣选这个人,
sometimes we wonder why God has chosen such a person.
我们不知道神拣选的原因,
we do not know why he chose that person.
但是神知道他所做的是什么,
but God knows what he's doing.
所以我们看见说, 属灵领袖的产生是根据神的拣选,
so we see that the making of spiritual leadership is according to God's choosing.
在这里人不能争执,
here we cannot argue.
人也没有办法在哪里争论这件事情,
we cannot debate about this matter.
因为这是我们神的属灵的主权,
because this is God's sovereignty.
当他来拣选的时候,
when he chooses a person,
那个被拣选的人, 他就能做那个属灵的领袖,
and the one who was chosen is able to be a leader.
当然我们知道神拣选, 乃是有他的理由的,
we know when God chooses a person, there is reason behind it.
但是不管那个理由是什么, 我们看见那个重点是在神,
no matter what reasons lies behind, it's God's sovereignty that's behind it.
神他不但是在那里拣选他要兴起的领袖来,
God not only is they're looking for spiritual leadership,
并且我们知道当神拣选的时候,
we can see when God has chosen a person,
他完全不根据你这个天然的那个光景,
he does not choose you because of your background.
所以在哥林多前书第一章这样的告诉我们,
so 1 Corinthians chapter 1 we're told,
他说弟兄们你们这些梦兆的人,
and he said brethren, those who are 26, consider your calling brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble.
根据神的护照,
according to God's calling,
按照肉体来说有智慧的不多,
according to the flesh, not many wise,
有能力的不多,
not many mighty,
有尊贵的也不多,
not many noble.
那么神究竟拣选了谁呢?
Now to whom God is going to choose?
27节,
27. God has chosen the foolish things of the world. He chose the weak things of the world. He chose the base things of the world.
被人厌恶的,
despised by the world.
以及那无有的,
and those who are not.
我想这些话就很清楚地告诉我们,
and all these words are very clear to us,
神的拣选并不根据你在地上有什么,
God's calling is not according to what you have in this world,
并不根据你在肉体里面有什么,
not according to what you have in your flesh,
你肉体里面的智慧算不得什么在神面前,
the wisdom of your flesh does many things to God.
你在天上里面的能力在神面前也算不得什么,
your natural strength in God's sight has no account.
你在地上的尊贵神也根本看不重他,
your nobility is not important to God.
神能拣选那些愚昧的人,
God wants to choose the foolish.
神能拣选那些软弱的人。
He can choose the weak.
神能拣选那些卑贱的人。
And he can choose the base.
甚至于被人厌恶的人。
And even those who are despised.
乃是一无所有的人。
And those who are not.
所以你要看见说，完全是根据神的拣选。
So everything is according to God's choosing.
因此没有一个人能夸口。
Therefore, no one can boast.
如果今天神拣选了一个人做领袖。
If today God chose a person to be a leader,
这个人他毫无可夸之处。
He has nothing to boast of himself.
因为一切都是神自己的主权。
Because everything is according to God's sovereignty.
我想这一点我们在神面前需要很清楚地看见。
I think this point we need to be very clear before the Lord.
我们知道在历史的上面有一个人叫 Saint Francis of Assisi。
We know in the history there is a man called St. Francis Assisi.
这个人他被神大大的使用。
This man was mightily used by God.
有一天他的一个同伴Brother Matthew.
One day his companion Brother Matthew.
在那里看看这个圣法莱西斯。
He looked at St. Francis Assisi.
他在那里对他看看。
He looked at him.
他就在那里说了。
And he was thinking not.
他说为什么为什么
He said why why why
为什么为什么
Why why why
为什么
Why
他在那里讲的时候带着讽刺的那个口味
How why he spoke with thorny words
所以法莱西斯就问他说
So Francis Assisi replied
你究竟在那里问什么问题
What kind of question are you asking
他就告诉法雷西斯说
he told him
他说为什么
why
世界上的人都跟从你
all the people of the world are following you
为什么世界上的人都喜欢听你的话
why they want to listen to your preaching
为什么世界上的人都顺服你
why they come and obey you
你又不长得美丽
you are not very good looking
你有没有什么大的学问
You are not very well educated.
你的出身也不高贵。
Your background is not very noble.
那为什么这样呢
？Why can this thing happen?
哎呀，当法兰西斯听见这些话的时候
，So when Francis Assisi heard these words,
他就低下他的头来，就在那里望，他就举起他的眼睛望着天。
And he raised his eyes and looked up into the heavens.
他在那里满了喜乐。
He was full of joy.
他在那里好像静默了一个时候。
And he was there, yes, almost complete silence.
他在那里敬拜赞美神。
And he was there worshiping and praising God.
然后他就跪在地上。
And he knelt down on the ground.
在那里称颂他的神。
Praising God.
他就对那个同伴说。
And he spoke to his companion.
你真要知道为什么吗
Do you want to know why?
让我告诉你
Let me tell you.
神拣选我
God chose me.
因为他在全世界上他找不到一个更卑贱的人
Because he could not find among men one is more humble than I am.
神的眼睛观看世界上所有的罪人
When God looked at all the sinners of the world,
他不能找到有一个罪人比我更低微了。
He cannot find a sinner more sinful than I am.
他不能找到一个人比我更卑贱了。
He cannot find a person that is more low.
因此，神他就拣中了我。
Therefore, God chose me.
来完成他所要完成的工作。
Chose me to fulfill His work.
叫神的名能得着成长
and to glorify God's name.
所以弟兄姊妹让我们这里清楚地看见
So brothers and sisters let's see very clearly
属灵的领袖完全是神的拣选
Spiritual leadership is completely up to God's choosing
并不根据你有什么你是什么
Not according to what you are or who you are
记得斯巴克弟兄他曾这样说
Brother Sparkspoke about this one
他说神所拣选的领袖乃是那些不能的人 cannot men
he said those who are chosen by God to be leaders are the cannot men
乃是那些不能的人
those who cannot do anything
他说这个不能有两方面
he said this cannot has two sides
第一方面
first on one side
因为这些人 受了神的对付
because they've been dealt by the law.
看见他自己的败坏和软弱
they saw their own corruption.
他们受了十字架的对付
they've been dealt by the cross.
知道他们自己实在是不能
they realize in themselves they are nothing.
因此神就能使用他们
therefore God can use them.They realize in themselves they are nothing.
因此神就能使用他们。
Therefore, God can use them.
第二方面的不能。
On the other side,
就说当他们感觉自己不能的时候。
When they realize they are nothing in themselves,
神说我就是要拣选你。
God says, you are the person I'm looking for.
那你就也不能推辞。
And then you cannot say no to the Lord.
你就是不愿意也没有办法。
Even though if you want to, you have no choice.
所以被神拣选的人乃是不能的人。
So those who are chosen by God are the cannot men.
比方说像摩西这个人
Let's take the example of Moses.
我们知道到摩西他四十岁的时候
At the age of 40,
他心中起意要看望他的弟兄
He decided to visit his brethren.
而摩西他实在有一个心要顾念他希伯来的弟兄们
And Moses has a heart to visit and to be with his brethren.
他就出去去看望他的弟兄们
And he went out to visit them.
他看见有一个埃及人在那里欺负一个希伯来人
And he saw an Egyptian was there beating his brethren.
摩西乃是大有力量的人
And Moses was a powerful man.
所以他就把那个埃及人打死了
And then he killed the Egyptian.
他拯救了他自己的兄弟
He delivered his brethren.
他心里当然觉得非常的高兴
And he felt very satisfied.
到了第二天他又出去看望他
Then the next day he went out again.
他看见有两个希伯来人在那里争论。
And he saw two of his brethren were fighting with each other.
圣经说摩西是大有口才的人。
Scripture says that Moses is a man of eloquence.
所以他就用他这个三寸不烂之舌，他就要束缚他的弟兄们。
So he was using his mighty speech or his eloquence to pacify. The argument.
他以为说，定位他所说的话能劝化他的弟兄们。
And he think that his word would do the work and to solve that problem.
他自己觉得说，神给他有托付。
And he felt God has entrusted him with a mission.
神乃是差遣他来做以色列的领袖、拯救者。
And God has chosen him to be the leader of his people Israel.
哪里想到他自己的弟兄？不相信他
and he didn't realize that his own brethren would not listen to him
而他那个欺负人的弟兄就说谁立你做我们的首领
and one of the Hebrew persons said who set you up as our leader
你要打死我像昨天打死那个埃及人吗
are you going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian yesterday
因为这个消息传出去了
because the news already spread
所以摩西只能逃难
and the only way for Moses to do is to run away
弟兄姊妹你在这里看见有一个人
brother and sister you see here is one person
他感觉神是设立他做领袖
he felt God has set him up as a leader
他里头也有负担
and he has a burden in his heart
他也有这个关心这个热心
and he has this great concern for his people
他乃是一个大有才能的人
and he is a man of might
他乃是一个口才的人
He is a man of eloquence
他要依靠他自己天然的能力
And he was relying on his natural strength
来拯救以色列的人
To deliver
来做以色列的领袖
To deliver Israel and to be the leader
结果被他的父亲所弃绝
But he was rejected by his people
实在说来也是被神弃绝
In a way he was rejected by God also
神认为说这些够不上被他拣选做属灵的领袖
God said he is not qualified to be a leader
所以他就逃到米甸的荒野里头
And so he ran away to the land of Midian
在那里看羊四十年之久
And he was there as a shepherd for 40 years
到他八十岁的时候
At the age of 480
有一天到他看羊的时候
When he was shepherding the sheep
神就向他显现
And God revealed to him
并且在那里吩咐他说要回到埃及去救以色列的百姓
And God told him to return to Egypt to deliver his people
到这个时候摩西怎么说呢
And at this moment what did Moses reply?
摩西说
Moses said
我是什么人
He said who I am
我怎么能去见法老的面
How can I go back and face Pharaoh?
你知道四十年之前他的感觉不是这样
But you know, 40 years ago, his feeling was not the same.
40 年之前他说我是一个大有作为的人。
40 years ago, he thought, I am a man of might.
但是四十年之后他说我是什么人呢
And 40 years after he said, who am I?
我是一个一无所有的人
I am a man of nothing
我是没有
I am nothing
我怎么能去见这个法老呢
How can I go and face Pharaoh?
神在哪里说我与你同在
God said, I'll go with you
你要去
You go
告诉他们说我已经听见他们的哀声
You go and tell the people that I have heard their cry
我纪念我与亚伯拉罕所立的约
I remember my covenant with Abraham
我要拯救他们出来
I'll deliver them out of Egypt
你知道摩西他的推辞很多
And you know Moses had many excuses
从前的时候你不吩咐他他就勇往直前了
Now before you tell him to do anything he has many things he wanted to do
可以说他是跑在神的面前
You can say he was running before God.
现在神要他去了，他就一直在那里推辞。
Now God wants him to go, but he is there hesitating.
他说：“如果我去了，告诉他们，说神派遣我来。
”He said, "If I go there and tell them God sent me to them."
他们就说：“神的名字是什么呢
？”And they will say, "What's the name of your God?"
所以神就告诉他说：“我就是那自由拥有的神。
”And God told him, "I am that I am."
自由永远的神差遣你去拯救以色列人
I am that I am at sent you
摩西又在哪里说了
And Moses again replied
他说我如果到了哪里告诉他们说自由永有的神差遣我来拯救你们
And he said if I told them the I am that I am sent me to you
他们如果不相信你向我显现
if they will not believe that you have revealed to me
那我怎么办呢
What should I do
那么你知道神在哪里叫他把手中的杖丢在地上就变成蛇了
And God told him to throw down his staff on the ground and became a serpent
然后把这个蛇尾拿起来又变成神的杖
When Moses took up the tail of the serpent and then became that staff again
然后把手放在胸间里头就长了大麻风了
And he put his hand in his breast and then became leprosy
再放在里头就洁净了
and when he put it back again it's clean
神说如果他们不相信这两个记号
God said if they will not believe these two miracles
你把尼罗河的水拿出来倒在地上就要变成血
and you draw water from the river now and throw and pour it on the ground it will become blood
这样他们就会相信你
and then they will believe you
但是摩西还在那里推辞
but Moses still arguing with God
他说神啊我是口非常吃的人
and Moses said I'm not good in speech
我不会讲话
I cannot talk
也难怪
no wonder why
因为四十年之久他就在那里看几头的羊
because for 40 years he been there just with a sheep
他没有办法对羊在那里发表大的言论
he cannot make a speech to the sheep
所以四十年之后他实在也不会讲话
so after 40 years no wonder he cannot speak
所以他说我是口拙的一个人我不会说话怎么办
he said what can I do if I cannot speak
神说谁造你的口
and God said who made your mouth
我会给你口才
I can give you eloquent
摩西还在那里推辞
But Moses still arguing with God.
他说神啊你要差遣谁就差遣谁吧
And Moses said, if you want to send, whoever you want to send, you can send.
意思就是说
What he mean is,
你怎么一定要我去呢
Why do you want me?
神就发怒了
And God was angry with him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们在这里就看见摩西是一个不能的人
We can see that Moses, at this point, he is a man of nothing.
他第一他真正看见他自己不能
He really saw himself that he is nothing
但是他又不能不去
But he cannot go He cannot but go
我们可以再举一个例子
We can give an example
我们想到这个耶利米
We can think of Jeremiah
我们知道耶利米第一章告诉我们说
In the first chapter of Jeremiah, we are told,
当神的话临到耶利米的时候
when the word of the Lord came upon Jeremiah,
神在那里说我要立你做先知
He said, I want to appoint you as a prophet.
你知道耶利米怎样回答呢
How did Jeremiah reply?
耶利米对神说神啊我是一个年幼的人啊
Jeremiah said, I'm but a youth.
我怎么能做你的出口呢
How can I be your mouthpiece?
神说我在那里要给你话语
God said I will give you the word
他不能
He cannot Because he cannot therefore get chosen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你能的话,
if you think you can, I'm afraid God cannot use you.
如果你不能,
because you cannot, then God will choose you.
不但是这样,
not only that,
你如果再读, 耶利米书的话,
if you read further on the book of Jeremiah,
你知道耶利米就在哪里为神说话,
and God, Jeremiah became God's mouthpiece.
耶利米他说神啊, 你在哪里劝导我, 我就听了你的劝了。
And Jeremiah said, now you are instructing me, then I'll give the instruction.
我就在那里, 照着你, 所知道的, 我就说话了。
I can only tell what I have received from you.
我说了许许多多悲哀的话语。
I spoke many sad, give such sad news.
因此我就成了众人所讥笑的人。
Then I became a laughing stock for the people.
但是我在那里说我不说了。
So I say, I'm not going to open my mouth.
我从今以后就不再说话了。
From now on, I'll not open my mouth.
他说,但是我里面好像在骨头里面火烧一样。
But inside of me, it burns within me.
叫我不能不说。
I cannot but speak.
是一个不能的人。
He is a man that cannot.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
So brothers and sisters,
我们在这里看见说,神所拣选的人乃是那一些不能的人。
So we can see God is looking for those men that cannot in themselves.
一面在你的里面, 圣灵在那里给你里面的压力。
And I want in one Holy Spirit inside get the pressure within you.
一面在环境的上面, 好像吹拂你在那里要起来,
on your hand, using the environment to push you and to mold you.
A.W. Tozer 他说这句话,
Brother Tozer had this to say.
他说一个人他如果自己要做领袖,
he said, if a person who wants to be the leader himself,
他这一种的愿望就叫他不配做领袖,
he in that sense he disqualify himself to become a leader.
往往神所拣选的领袖,他根本并不愿意领导。
All those who were chosen by God, they do not want to be a leader in themselves.
反而他很愿意做一个跟从的人。
They rather be a follower.
凡是在那里自愿意做领袖而不能跟从的人,
For those who want to be a leader and not willing to be a follower,
这一个人根本不配做属灵的领袖。
This kind of person is not qualified to be a leader.
如果我们不能跟随, 我们就不能领导。
If we cannot follow, then we cannot lead.
如果我们会跟随, 我们才有时候可以做领袖。
If we can follow, then sometimes we may lead.
所以这里给我们看见说, 这是做领袖, 都是根据神的点选。
And so we see to become a spiritual leadership is up to God.
并不在乎我们自己是什么。
It's not up to us, what we are or who we are.
完全是神主宰的拣选。
It's all up to God's sovereign.
如果今天神在他的怜悯里头拣选了你,
If God, in God's mercy, He has chosen you,
你只能低头在神面前敬拜。
You can only bow down and worship Him.
你只能在神面前承认说神啊。
You can only acknowledge before God.
不是因为我里面有什么。
It's not because there's anything in me.
因为你看见我是一无所有。
Because you see that I have nothing.
因为你看见我是人中间最不配的人。
Because you see that I'm the most disqualified person in all the world.
因此你就拣选了。
Therefore you have chosen.
所以一个蒙拣选的人,他在神面前没有可夸的地方。
And so anyone that's chosen by God, he had nothing to boast.
他可以像保罗一样说,我传福音乃是我的本分。
He said, he can be like Paul, he said, when I preach the gospel, it's my obligation.
如果不传福音,我就有祸了。
Woe to me if I do not preach.
我并没有什么可夸的地方。
I have nothing to boast.
这一个是一方面。
This is one side.
但是弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
不错, 领袖的产生是根据神的拣选。
It's true, the making of God's Macon leadership is according to God's choosing.
而他的拣选并不根据你天然有什么。
And his choosing is not according to what you possess naturally.
但是在另外一方面,
but on the other hand,
因为真理都是平衡的,
because truth is balanced.
神拣选人总有他的原因,
God chose a person had his reason.
当神拣选的时候,
when God chose a person,
在人一方面必须有人的配合。
There should be a response from man.
圣经告诉我们说,
Scripture tells us,
梦照的人多, 选上的人少。
Many are called, but few are chosen.
我们从广泛一面来看,
From the broad way of looking at it,
可以说, 神既然他在那里寻找做领袖的人,
In a way, God is there looking for leadership.
那当然可以说神巴不得每一个人都能起来做领袖。
God's desire is everyone should be a leader.
你记得, 在旧约里头有这样的一个故事。
Do you know in the Old Testament there is such a story?
摩西带领以色列的百姓在旷野里面。
When Moses was leading the Israelites in the wilderness,
他实在, 觉得责任太重。
And he felt the responsibility was just too much for him.
他实在觉得说他, 不能担当了。
And he felt that he cannot bear the burden anymore.
他忘记说, 不是他在那里承担。
He failed to remember that it was not himself who bear the burden.
那一次, 主的灵在他的里面给他力量来担当。
It was the Spirit of God that enables him to bear the burden.
但是许多的时候我们也会忘记。
But sometimes we do forget.
神把我们放在一个领导的地位上。
When God places us in a place of leadership,
我们遭遇许许多多的艰难。
And we are meeting all kinds of problems.
有的时候被人误会。
Sometimes people misunderstood.
有的时候被人反对。
Sometimes people criticize.
有的时候我们行不通。
Sometimes we have nowhere to go.
有的时候有许多麻烦的事情临到我们身上。
And sometimes there are many problems we encounter.
有的时候我们感觉说，哎呀，这个太多了。
And sometimes we feel all these things were just too much for us.
好像是我们在那里担负一切。
And so we are the one who is bearing this whole load.
其实不是我们。
It's not we.
乃是主的灵在我们的里面。
It's the Holy Spirit in us.
他在那里承担一切。
He's there bearing all this burden.
但是摩西那个时候觉得责任太重。
And Moses felt the burden was too much.
他就在神的面前要辞职了。
And he wants to resign before God.
神在那里怎么说呢？
What did God reply?
我们知道我们的神实在是蛮有怜悯，蛮有恩典的。
We know our God is most merciful and most gracious.
他说好。
You say okay.
你如果觉得实在责任太重，
if you feel the burden is too much for you,
那么就复兴中那七十个, 这个领袖，
and you choose among the people 70 leaders.
在复兴中间有七十个做领袖的人。
There are 70 people among the 70 leaders among the people.
叫他们来到你的面前。
Bring them to yourself.
我要, 把在你身上的灵分给这七十个。
And I will distribute the spirit that's upon you among them.
弟兄姊妹请注意,
brothers, just do remember,
在那里神并没有说,
that God did not say,
我要把我的灵给这七十个人。
God did not say, I will not give my spirit to all those 70 people.
神说我要把在你身上的灵分给这七十个人。
God said, I will take the spirit that's in you and distribute among them.
那就是说那个灵的能力还是那么一点。
And in other words, the power of the Spirit is still that same one.
并没有加增,
there is no more added to it.
不过是分给七十个人了,
it's only distributed.
本来坐在摩西的身上,
before it's all in one person, Moses himself.
现在有七十个人与他一同享分享的。
And now there are 70 others share with him that same Spirit.
能力并没有加增,
there is no added strength.
不过责任就分了,
but responsibility is shared.
所以结果这七十个人被召集来,
and so all these 70 people were brought before him.
但是有两个人不来,
and there were two did not come.
恐怕他们也看不起摩西,
because they despised Moses.
觉得他办事办得不好,
because they felt he did not hold
hands with him. 他们对他也有一点误会,
and they probably misunderstood him.
所以根本就在营里也不来,
even in, they were in the camp, they did not come.
但是感谢赞美神，神的灵也降在他们身上。
But thank God, the Holy Spirit also fell upon them.
有素雅看见了,
Joshua saw it.
心里非常的嫉妒,
and he was very jealous.
非常为摩西不平,
he was very jealous for Moses.
他在那里对摩西就禁止他们,
and he told Moses, forbid them.
摩西怎么说
？What did Moses say？
巴不得神的灵领导所有他的百姓。
He said, "I wish the Spirit of God fall upon all God's people."
巴不得所有的神的百姓都能做先知。
I wish that all God's people would become priests.
这个实在是代表神的心愿。
This represents God's heart.
神愿意我们每一个人都有机会来服侍他。
God desired that each one of us had the opportunity to serve Him.
但是梦到的人多，选上的人少。
But many are called, few are chosen.
许多的时候神要我们。
Many times the Lord wants us.
但是我们配不上。
But we could not meet His requirement.
我说聪明的人可以被神用。
We say on those who are wise can be leaders.
我是一个愚昧的人，我怎么能被神用呢？
And if I'm a very stupid person, how can I be used by God?
聪明的人才能懂得圣经。
Only the wise can understand the scripture.
一个愚昧的人怎么能懂得圣经呢？
And I'm not very wise, how can I understand God's word?
如果今天我天然是有口才的人，
If I have eloquence.
我就能传道。
Then I can preach.
如果我是一个得罪的人，
If I am dumb.
我怎么能传主的话语呢？
preach the gospel of Christ.
如果我这个人这个思想是非常的敏锐，
If I'm dull in my thinking,
我有许许多多的思念，
And I have all kinds of complexes.
这样我在侍奉神的事情上才有办法。才有办法。
Okay. Then I can serve the Lord.
如果我这个人思路也是很小的。
Now, if my thinking is very limited,
那么我侍奉神呢，我也想不出新的花样来。
And so I cannot really think any way how to serve the Lord better.
我怎么能侍奉神呢？
How can I serve Him?
我们以为说，神拣选人总是要根据我们天然所有。
So we thought God chose us is always according to our natural ability.
甚至于我们在世界上所学习的
，even the things we learn from this world.
我们呢，在地上年日或者多一点。
We live longer in this world.
我们经验也多了。
We have more experience.
那可以四处人情啊，就生了。
And we can know how to manage affairs.
这样的话，我们才能在教会里头来做治理的工作。
Well, in that case, then we know how to manage the church.
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，The brothers and sisters.
我们看见神的拣选并不根据这些的。
God's choice is not according to all these things.
但是是不是说，是不是说神拣选人？
God chose a person，
因为不根据这些天然的一些。
He does not choose according to all these natural gifts。
他就没有条件了。
That means he has no requirement。
他就在那里，好像没有要求了。
That means he has no demand。
我们看见他在拣选的人身上，他是有他的要求。
So we can see that in his choosing。He does demand.
这个要求不是根据于天然。
This demand is not according to your natural gift or ability.
这个要求乃是根据于属灵。
This requirement is spiritual.
神在那里拣选一个人做领袖。
When God chose a person to be a leader,
乃是在这个人身上有属灵的显示。
And because He sees the spiritual future in this life.
换句话说。
In other words,
神看见在这里有一个人。
And when God sees a person,
自然就是天然来说，他一无所有。
According to the natural, he possesses nothing.
但是神看见在这里有一个人，他向着神有一颗的心。
But when God sees that this person has a heart for him,
他向着神有一颗亲切的心。
And he has a pure heart before the Lord.
因为他的心是向着神，
because his heart is toward the Lord，
同时他也愿意把自己完全放在神的手里。
He also desires to place himself in God's hands。
他愿意接受圣灵的管制。
He wants to receive the dealing of the Holy Spirit。
他愿意让十字架在他身上做神的工作。
He wants the cross to do its work in his life。
他在神的面前发生悔改。
He wants to repent before God.
他在神的面前肯谦卑。
He wants to be humble before God.
他在神的面前肯放下他的自己。
He wants to give everything up for God.
他在世界上，他在人面前并不追求什么。
He has no ambition in the things of this world.
他也不追求地位。
He is not seeking for position.
他也不追求众人的拥护。
He is not seeking the approval, man.
他只有一颗的心，就是向着神。
He only has a heart for the Lord.
也让神在他身上能工作，
and he wants God to do a work in his life.
这样的人
this kind of a person
就能使用他。
God can use this kind of person.
这样的人
，this kind of person
就能训练他。
God can train him.
我们不是说过吗？
We have said
一个被神所兴起做领袖的人
，one who is raised by God to be a leader，
而不是在这个所谓的这个神学里头可以说出来。
It's not.You cannot be trained in a theological school.
你不能在这个神学校里头啊，去被训练出来。
You cannot learn all these lessons in a Bible school.
你不能在那里好像选了几门课，那你就可以做领袖。
You cannot go to school and choose two courses and that qualifies you to become a leader.
但是这并不是说我们不需要学习。
That's not mean we should not be educated.
我们需要在神自己的学校里面来学习。
We need to learn this in the school of Christ.
我们需要在苦难里面来学习。
We have to learn this in the school of suffering.
我们需要在圣灵的管制底下来学习。
We have to learn all these things under the control and discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在主面前有许多属灵的功课来学习。
We need to learn many spiritual lessons before the Lord.
只有这样，我们在神面前肯学习的人。
Only those who can learn this kind of lesson before the Lord
才能配得上被神所拣选
They then can meet God's requirement
否则的话我们根本就配不上
Otherwise we'll never be able to meet God's requirement
我想最好的例子
I think the best example
就是我们的主十二个门徒
The disciple was the disciple of the Lord Jesus
你知道我们的主在世界上的时候
We know the Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
当他开始传道的时候
When he began to preach,
有许多的人听他的道
There were many people come to hear him.
也有许多的人拥挤他
There are many people who come to support him.
有许多的人在那里跟从他
There are many people following him.
但是我们的主的心并不在那个群众
The Lord's heart was not with the multitude.
虽然他对群众满了怜悯的心
Even though he has compassion on the multitude
因为他看见这种群众好像羊没有牧人一样
But he saw a sheep without shepherd
但是我们的主他是故意的他不是群众
What the Lord was concentrating was not the multitude
他是故意的乃是要拣选十二个门徒
His attention was the choosing of the 12
为什么拣选这十二个门徒
because he had chosen the twelve
我们的主在山上一个晚上在那里祷告
and the Lord was up on the mountain pray all night
他在那里寻求父的旨意
he was there seeking the will of the Father
我们不知道那一天晚上的祷告里面的光景
we do not know the contents of his prayer
这个实在是个奥秘
this is a mystery
我们不知道主在那里祷告的时候
We didn't know when the Lord prayed.
他在那寻求父的旨意的时候
He was seeking the will of the Father.
父啊，你要我拣选那许多人的中间，你要我拣选谁呢
？Lord, who do you want me to choose among all this multitude?
我想这是一个很大的问题。
This is a big question.
你知道祷告了一夜之后。
Do you know after that evening of prayer?
主就在那里拣选十二个门徒。
The Lord chose the twelve.
如果你看马太福音第十章
If you turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10,
你看这十二个门徒是谁呢
You notice who were these twelve disciples?
西门和安德利兄弟两个乃是打鱼的人。
Simon.Who is called Peter and Andrew, his brother, they were fishermen.
西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，他们也是打鱼的人。
James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, they were also fishermen.
腓尼，我们不知道他做什么职业。
Philip, we really do not know what was his profession.
但是我们知道腓尼这个人，他很喜欢发问题。
We know that Philip is one who calls questions.
Bartholomew 他就是拿单业
He's Nathaniel
主耶稣说这个人乃是里面没有诡诈的人
and the Lord told, said this man there's no guile in him
多马
Thomas.
Thomas 是个多疑的人。
Thomas is one who doubts.
他一直在那里，你和这个，你和那一个。
And he's doubting and doubting and doubting.
马太是一个税吏。
Matthew is a tax gatherer.
那个税吏当初的时候是给众人所轻看的。
A tax gatherer in those days is the person who is despised.
亚勒菲的儿子雅各。
And then a fierce son James.
我们有的时候叫他。
小雅哥已经
死了，
小一从先死了。
我们不知道他的背景怎么样。
We do not know his background.
达达，
Sire.
达达在圣经里头，我们看见他有三个名字。
We know that this person has three names.
所以我们叫他是三个名字的人。
We call him the person that has three names.
究竟怎么样，我们也不清楚。
We are not very clear about.